This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. One person has died in an accident at a Teller County tourist mine. Another 12 people are still trapped about 1,000 feet underground. Those include some children. This is the Molly Kathleen Gold Mine near Cripple Creek. One person trapped is from the tour company and is also a former mine rescue personnel. Officials are calling it an equipment malfunction with the elevator. The mine has not collapsed. Four other people were injured. Another 11 have already been rescued. Teller County Sheriff Jason Mikesell says Plan A is to fix the elevator. Plan B is for Colorado Springs firefighters to go down the elevator shaft.
They're 1,000 feet down. That means it's a long rope trip, right? If we have to, we can bring people up on those ropes, but it also subjects those first responders now to the threat and endangerment of doing so, because, you know, it's still, you're dropping a long ways in a tunnel, right?
The state has also sent personnel and resources to help. Governor Polis says he's in contact with local officials. The landlord who owned a set of Aurora apartments caught up in a national controversy over immigration is losing those properties. The owners used the buildings as collateral to secure loans and had failed to make loan payments on about $9 million in debt. Tenants have complained for months about rodents, broken down appliances, and mold. The buildings, Whispering Pines Apartments and part of the Edge at Lowry Complex, gained national attention because of false conspiracy theories involving a Venezuelan gang. Expect areas of smoke across the Front Range overnight with partly cloudy skies and lows in the 50s. Tomorrow in Denver, sunny skies and 74 degrees. This is CPR News.